This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. And Michael, we have a special guest that joins us. Michael, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. I apologize. We're welcoming Mike Eckert, who is the board chairman of Gulf South Angels. He's been quietly one of the most powerful and impactful people in the entrepreneurial ecosystem in New Orleans and the Gulf South for over a decade. Great guy, started the Weather Channel actually many years ago, and we're really lucky to have him. Lucky to have him on the show today.
Absolutely, Mike. Welcome to the show. I'm really excited about getting to hear about what you guys do. Michael talks about this sector of our business community and developing it all the time, and it looks like that we've hit some home runs here.
Yes, we have. In fact, I want to note that I'm also excited to be here. As Michael noted, I came out of the media business, and I had started my media career in AM radio in Chicago. So it's great to be on an AM radio station. Thanks for having me. I'm not sure how familiar you are with angel investors, but angel investors are high net worth individuals that take risks in investing in very early stage companies, technology companies for sure, but not only technology companies. And these are companies that generally are too early stage or risky for banks to lend them money, and they're too risky or too small for venture capital, the venture capital layer, to invest in them. And what emerged about 30 years ago was this asset class called angel investors, who are those that take significant risks to back these companies. A high percentage of them won't make it, and that's where the high risk comes in for the angel investors. But for those that do make it, the returns become very attractive. And if one invests wisely, when one factors in the wins and the losses, one should have a very positive return on the net side. Our group this year has invested about $4.5 million in 14 companies. Interestingly, four of them are from New Orleans. Our group does invest throughout the Gulf South region and at times nationally. But we've invested in Advano, which is a advanced composites company, advanced materials company, We've invested in two biotech companies, South Rampart Pharma, which is developing a non-opioid pain medication to compete with Oxycontin and Percocet. We've invested in Obatala Sciences, and interestingly, we've invested in a company called Pet Crew, which is a cat food company. So we are agnostic in terms of sector or category, and we weigh each investment opportunity based on its merits. We've had a number of very attractive exits, one of which was this year, to more directly answer your question, through a venture fund that our members had invested in, a company out of Denver called Voyager Technologies, which is developing the next generation of the space station. We invested in about a year ago, and it did an IPO last June, not that many weeks ago. And in an IPO scenario, initial public offering, the shareholders in the company cannot sell their stock for 180 days. It's called a holdback period. It avoids trafficking and profiteering and things like that. But at the 181st day, which should occur in December, our members, those of our members who invested in this opportunity, are going to receive a very attractive return.
So for the benefit of the listening audience, the life cycle of a company as an angel investor, where would you say that company is? Is it at the idea stage?
Well, there are different layers. That's a great question. There are different layers of angel investors or different categories. There are some angel investors and angel investing groups. There are about 400 angel investing groups in America. Will take the risk of investing in a company at the idea or concept stage before it has revenue, perhaps before it even has customers. And those are called pre-seed companies, very, very risky. And then the stage subsequent to that would be the seed stage, where the company is beginning to secure customers, adding employees, applying for patents, things like that. And as the company grows, it may want to get a building. It may want to expand nationally or internationally, and additional layers of capital come in to fund the company. Most angels invest just as the company is achieving customers, or through what we call the early growth stages, where they're adding people to the team, securing the patents, building plants, things like that. So it's earlier in the life cycle of a company. As they grow and require additional capital, then one will see the venture capital firms come in, and they write checks that have more zeros than the angel groups. Albeit we invest alongside venture capital groups, but that's kind of the evolution of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, Your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A company there.
So for people that are not familiar with investing and how all of this works, would an analogy be, you know, this very popular TV show Shark Tank? Would that be like, it seems as though that's kind of at that seed stage is what you see with these presentations that are made by folks looking to give up a percentage ownership or you know, for cash and involvement?
I need to answer that in two ways. Yes, in terms of the stage of the company, and absolutely no in terms of the style mm-hmm. and demeanor of the discussion between the company and the investors. Shark Tank is more show.
Yeah,
you know
sure.
that there are many rehearsals related to that and layers of getting the company ready. And most angel groups are not nearly like that at all. There's much more a contemplative and approach, more understanding the opportunity rather than go for the holster quickly. But yes, in terms of the stage, many of those opportunities on Shark Tank are very, very early, and some angels will invest in those. But so, you heard what Mark Cuban said recently, right? He's lost something like $20 million in his investments on Shark Tank. So he's betting too early when they're too risky.
Yeah. He gets caught up in the emotion of beating out his competitors.
I want to jump in here for a second, Noah. I just think that Eckert, like, who needs Kevin O'Leary? Like, I think Eckert would be pretty amazing. He'd be like the Simon Cowell of Shark Tank.
There you go.
Like, without the bad plastic surgery. I'm ready for this.
Well, you know, that show's very popular, and I think it's popular for a lot of reasons, because I think most people, and this is Mike, you tell me, I mean, folks really, they all have kind of an entrepreneurial bent, you know, I mean, everybody has sat around one day or another and said, you know, I've got this idea, and some people have the guts to move forward with it and some don't.
Yeah, there's no doubt. In fact, we're seeing an emerging subcategory of entrepreneur occurring beyond the classic younger people who are in universities or labs or accelerators and incubators. But these are people who may have lost their jobs through technology change or mergers and acquisitions and downsizing and things like that, who had the entrepreneurial bug but were caught up in the corporate lifestyle, whether it be on the pure corporate side or just a regular job. And when that occurs, they have that moment, that pause that you referred to a few minutes ago, where they have an idea and they say, why don't we try it? And candidly, as our group looks at these, some of those entrepreneurs are more attractive to us than the younger people because they've had more life experiences, better judgment, may have deep knowledge of the technology or solution that they're developing, because generally what they develop is something for the industry that they came out of. And they see a problem or an opportunity to fix it, and we become very interested in those kinds of opportunities. So absolutely. And I think you're right in terms of Shark Tank. It does touch on that emotional vein within people.
It's amazing how many people watch it, you know, and you know, they think about it. What I love about it is, all of the banter amongst the investors is not something that piques my interest. What really piques my interest is how these entrepreneurs come in contact with the idea, the solution, how they thought about the solution, you know. And it may be they're checking into a hotel, and I remember one individual comes up with this idea to do it online, and everything's online. Your code to your door, this, that. You never have to touch anyone. Same thing with scheduling, housekeeping, and it's this whole broad approach to checking into a hotel. And it's like, well, who thinks of these, you know, these things?
Well, but I must tell you that we receive 40 to 50 investment opportunities per month. So several hundred during a year.
Wow.
And we have a very intense vetting process where we ultimately bring it to a point where our members will consider investing in one. And I'm almost totally bald because I scratch my head so much when I listen to these presentations and I say to myself, how could they come up with that idea?
Yeah.
Or who comes up with that? And I must say that is very thrilling to me, because this entrepreneur and angel system in America is somewhat unique. We see entrepreneurs around the world and other small investing endeavors. Europe's really trying to get itself together. But the fact that these people with these wonderful ideas and really solutions to make life better or business better or systems better can come into contact with high net worth individuals who are willing to take the risks to support them is wonderful for our economy. I know I sat on the board of directors of our professional trade group, the National Angel Capital Association, and I testified on Capitol Hill and before the SEC a lot. The other SEC, not LSU's SEC. And I remember we were talking to one Michigan senator who was chairing one of these committees, and we were telling him what angel investors did to help entrepreneurs, and he leaned back and he said, you know, you're the wellspring of the American Innovation Society, because without angels willing to take the risk that they do, many companies would never get started. And he's true.
Right.
That's true.
Absolutely. And did he say that nasty word, capitalism, and all of that along with
that's Well, I fear he did, and we didn't mind that.
Obviously not. He shouldn't, right?
Yeah, right. That's right.
It makes the world go round. Really enjoyed the conversation. Mike Eckert, board chairman of Gulf South Angels, thank you so much for joining us today. And we appreciate your time and your insight. And Michael, we'll be right back with you for your final thoughts. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.